One day I was in the opera bar in Mexico City and ran into a politician I knew. He was standing at the bar with a napkin tucked in his collar, eating a steak. Between mouthfuls, he asked me, did I know anyone who might be interested to buy an ounce of heroin? I said, maybe. How much? He said, they want $500. I talked to Bill Gaines, and he said, all right, if it's anywhere near pure, I'll take it, but no sight unseen. I have to try the stuff first. So I arranged it with the politician, and we went down to his office. He brought the stuff out of a drawer in a finger stall and laid it on the desk beside a 45 automatic. I don't know anything about this stuff, he said. All I use is cocaine. I poured some out on a piece of paper. It didn't look right to me, sort of gray-black. I guess they had cooked it up someplace on a kitchen stove. Gaines took a shot, but he was so loaded already on goofballs and am he couldn't tell one way or the other. So I took a shot and told him, it's H, but there's something not exactly right about it. People, meanwhile, were walking in and out of the office. Nobody paid us any mind sitting there on the couch with our sleeves rolled up, probing for veins with the needle. Anything can happen in the office of a Mexican politician. Anyway, Bill bought the H, and I went somewhere and didn't see him until next day, 11 o'clock, on a bright Mexican morning, standing by my bed, cadaverous in his blue-black overcoat, midnight blue, his eyes brighter than I ever saw them, gleaming in the darkness of the curtained room. He stood there with the impurities of amateur H in his brain like spirochetes. "You gonna just lie there on your bed?" he asked, "with all these shipments coming in?" "Why not?" I said, annoyed. "This isn't any fucking farm. Shipments of what?" "Good pure M," he said. Then shoes, overcoat and all, he got right in bed with me. "What's the matter with you?" I asked. "You crazy?" And looking into his bright blank eyes, I saw that he was. I got him back to his room and confiscated what was left of the piece of H. Old Ike showed, and we poured 10 centimeters of laudanum down Bill's gullet. After that, he stopped raving about shipments of good pure M and went to sleep. "Maybe he die," old Ike said. "They blame it onto me." "If he dies, you clear out," I said. "Listen, he's got $600 cash in his wallet. Why leave it for some Mexican cop to steal?" We shook the place down looking for the wallet, but could not find it. We looked everywhere except under the mattress where Bill was lying. Next day, Bill was good as new, but he couldn't find his money. "You must have stashed it," I said. "Look under the mattress." He turned up the mattress, and the wallet sprung open, it was so full of crisp money.